Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To make way for one candidate to unify voters against socialist Zoran Mamdani.
Extremism is growing in our politics. Our children are being radicalized to hate our city and our country. But beware of those who claim the answer to destroy the very system we built together over generations. That is not change, that is chaos.
He is, of course, the current mayor of New York's heroic of him to drop out. Now we need Cuomo out. So Curtis Sliwa has a chance. Because, folks, I'm here to tell you that Zoran Mamdani, his ideology is the same ideology that caused the death of 100 million people. And that's a conservative estimate from Harvard University in the last century. We cannot allow it to take root. Here, a lot of folks on our side think, oh, it'll be great. Americans will see how bad it is. No, the only people who are going to be paying attention to this in a way that's really dangerous are Democrats. And what they're going to learn is if I go to the far left in my primary, if I run as a communist instead of just a socialist like Democrat Party leaders are, then I'm going to win, even if I am radically unqualified for the job as Zoran Mamdani is. He is not even close to qualified to be the mayor of New York. This is a guy who took a few months off from work and bragged about how his parents' finances, because they're rich, allowed him to do that. He has no achievements of his own. And yet he's about to take over New York City if we don't do something to stop him, folks. And to give you some idea of where this is going, this is incredible. A woman by the name of Asada Shakur, and she's a black radical Marxist. She and two others were pulled over by a police officer, 1973. He did nothing else. He was a New York State trooper. And they opened fire and execution style killed him, which is like no big deal in their world. And apparently not in Zoran Mamdani's either. This is one of those moments, folks, that shows you exactly where they are. Well, Zoran Mamdani is a member of the Democrat Socialist Party. So is AOC. Over the weekend, they celebrated the life of Asada Shakur. Yeah, again, the person execution style kills a state trooper in New Jersey, 1973. Now, what happened with her? She was caught. She was tried. She was sent to prison for life. But her fellow Marxist broke her out of prison and she was able to escape to Cuba, where she was given asylum. She is an absolute murderer, and the Democrat Socialists of America, the Twitter feeds at Dem Socialists, celebrated her over the weekend. Her life, she passed of old age. And so Zoran Mamdani's asked a simple question. Do you condemn your party celebrating an execution-style cop killer? His only crime, the state trooper here, was pulling her over. Do you condemn this? Do you distance yourself from your party? Folks, the mainstream media is trying to make this guy seem not really scary. He's really scary.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Ashada Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Ashada and her Black Panthers party comrades.
Do you disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Ashada Shakur because of her death in Cuba?
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of this city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a traffic stop. She was sentenced to life in prison but escaped in 1979 and later resurfaced in Cuba. She died in Havana last week.
Died in Havana last week. Her real name is Joanne Cheesmart. She changed it when she became a radical Marxist execution-style killer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, it would be nothing for him to say, yeah, that's a step too far. I obviously condemn the murder of an innocent trooper. Would have cost him nothing, but he wouldn't do it. This is who they really are. His answer, when asked, hey, you know, do you condemn this sickening tribute? She execute. All this guy did was pull her over. That's it. Mamdani ducked the question, quote, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I am running to represent people of New York City. My focus is on the issues of the city. I'm accountable to those same New Yorkers. Yeah, but you're a member of the DSA, Democrat Socialists of America. They are praising her life, her achievements. They're saying she was a freedom fighter. Do you condemn that? That is absolutely relevant to this race. He wouldn't. Because it's who they are. Here's what the Democrat Socialist of America tweeted that he refused to condemn. Rest in power, Ashada Shakur. The American state brutally oppressed Ashada and her Black Panther comrades. Why? Putting them in prison for the murder they committed? Bragged about? She's not denied this. Because she did it. The Cubans welcomed her and other Black revolutionaries with asylum, and their solidarity and loyalty allowed Ashada to live out her days in Havana. Oh, cool. Well, you know, the family of the trooper didn't get that deal. He wouldn't condemn it. Folks, these police officers are not safe working for him. If he won't condemn the execution style killing of a trooper, totally innocent person who was merely enforcing the laws on the books in New York, in New Jersey, in that case. I can't believe this. I mean, look, even Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy ripped the DSA, Democrat Socialist of America, calling it shameful and depraved. Mamdani won't do it because he's fine with it. He's fine with the murder of troopers, of police officers. You can't take this any other way. This would have been a great opportunity for him, too, to say, you know what, I disavow the Democrat Socialists of America. I'm no longer a member. Right? That would have helped him politically, especially with Eric Adams dropping out of the race to try to save New York. Keep it an American territory, not a Marxist post-American blue wasteland. And he wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. Stood with the cop killer instead. By the way, gun to the head execution style. He never saw it coming. And ma'am, Donnie's fine with it, folks. And he's not worried that this is going to cost him the race, which tells you about the mindset of Looney Tune Democrat voters in New York, assuming they get real news, which they could because the New York Post covered this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.